In recent years, tens of thousands of migrants have either drowned or died from starvation or dehydration. But the boat journey is just one stage of a vast network of people trafficking that starts in the country of origin. Andrea Di Nicola, criminology professor at the University of Trento in Italy, travelled across Africa and the Middle East interviewing those involved in the smuggling network. VOA spoke to him at Milan's central train station, a major hub for migrants.
It's a ruthless travel agency. They work in networks and they can ally among themselves. And even if we close the route from Libya, they will probably work from Tunisia or Algeria or again from Turkey. They are flexible and they change.
Europe has called for targeted action against the people smugglers. Analyst Riccardo Fabiani says that would be difficult but not impossible.
The use of drones, for example, to target people involved in the smuggling business, let's say. And on the other hand, Italy and other European countries have intelligence networks in Libya that they can rely on for this kind of information.
But the smugglers are part of international crime syndicates earning huge sums, notes Andrea Di Nicola.
The United Nations estimate up to $10 billion. One Pakistani guy in Italy was smuggling 700 migrants and asked for each guy €7,000.
Nearby, Mohammed scans the arrivals board at Milan station. He's looking for his uncle, who fled Syria's civil war and has arrived in Europe on a trafficker's boat. Mohammed is struggling to track him down.
He was living close to the Yarmouk refugee camp. The situation there is well known. It's very difficult and dangerous. We got the news from Libya that he had departed and the boat had arrived in Europe.
Despite the links to criminal gangs, it's clear the smugglers are providing a way out for Syrians and others fleeing conflict. That's why Europe must reform its migration policy, says Di Nicola.
If you're gonna tighten Fortress Europe, probably they will increase prices. This is what these criminals told us. So in order to disorganize them, you need criminal law, you need investigation, but you also need prevention, reduction of opportunities, and of course a better policies for assisting victims.
Europe is determined to tackle the traffickers, but with the rising death toll in the Mediterranean, there is a growing debate over whether Europe should open safer channels for legitimate refugees fleeing war. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Milan, Italy.